It's well known what Rashi writes in this week's parsha, that Yofes Yichosan Shel Avdei Avos Yosem Mitarosan Shel Bonim. That the Yichosan of Avdei Avos, Eliezer Eved Avram, is so beloved on the Torah more than Tarosan Shel Bonim and the Torah of Klal Yisrael. The parsha of Eliezer looking for a wife, for Rivka, for Yitzchak Avinu, is repeated in the Torah twice. The whole story is repeated twice. The harbe gufei Torah lo nidnu ela beremiza, but yet there are many gufei Torah that are given beremiza that are only hinted to. The Torah doesn't waste any space. It doesn't have an extra word. So why does it repeat Eliezer's story twice? First, the story occurs, and then he tells the story to Bethuel and Lavan. Why does the Torah have to repeat the psukim? The answer is, perhaps, to teach us how to communicate properly, how to communicate with other people. What's often important is not what you say, but how you say it and what you don't say. What pasuk is this Maamar Chazal attached to? Eliezer says, Va'ovo hayom el ha'oyin, I came today to the oyin, to the spring. And Rashi says, Va'ovo hayom, hayom yotzosi, v'hayom bosi mikan shekovtza lo ha'aretz. Eliezer says, I left Eretz Yisrael, I left Eretz Canaan today, v'hayom bosi, and I came today. It's a trip that should take more than a day. So he must have had a kfitza saderech, he came very quickly. It was a big miracle. That's alluded to in this word hayom. And it's on that statement that Chazal make their comment that Yofes Yichosan Shel Avdei Avos. What's the connection? I think the answer is Eliezer didn't tell Bethuel and Lavan that he had a kfitza saderech. He didn't tell them that it only took a day. He said, Va'ovo hayom. In his heart, he knew HaKadosh Baruch Hu was matzliach darko, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a nes for him. But he only alluded to that nes. He didn't tell them explicitly because they wouldn't have understood. It wasn't something that they had to hear. Eliezer told them only what they had to hear. You don't necessarily have to say everything, even if it's the truth. Sometimes you shouldn't be sharing everything that occurs to you with someone else. He only tells them that Rivka immediately appeared before the well after his tefillah. That wasn't a nice nigla. He knew in his heart that that also was a nice, but that was a natural event. So that could be interpreted just as a coincidence. It wasn't a miracle, but to tell them that I had a kfitza saderech, it took me only a day to get here, that would have been a nice nigla. Eliezer doesn't share that piece of information. Later, when he speaks about giving gifts to Rivka, Eliezer changes the order. When he actually gives the gifts to Rivka, it says that he gave her gifts, he gave her the tzmidim, before he asks her about the family. But here he tells Bethuel and Lavan that he first asked her bas mi'at and then he gave her the gifts. Why change? The answer is, he knew he had bitachon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was leading him in the right way. So he didn't have to ask. He knew. He saw what had happened. He knew that Rivka must be the right one. But in telling it over to Bethuel and Lavan, he was afraid that they would catch him and say, how could you do that? But you gave her the gifts before you even asking her that she comes from the mishpacha. How could you do such a thing? So he doesn't tell them that. He changes the order. He didn't lie. He just didn't give the proper order. He said everything that he did. He did ask her and he did give her the gifts. It just wasn't in the exact order that he had done. Sometimes leaving things unsaid is more appropriate than saying things. You don't always have to say what's on your mind, even if it's true. You have to learn how to speak to people and how sometimes not to say everything. Sometimes silence is more important than actually speaking. We find this in halacha as well. The pasuk says, "Ocheh tochiach es amisecha." It's a mitzvah to give tochacha, and yet the Gemara in Yevamos and Samachayim Abay says, "Kishem shemitzvah lomar davar hanishma, kach mitzvah shelo lomar davar she'eno nishma." Just like there's a mitzvah to say things that will be accepted, that will be heard, and they'll be accepted by the people who hear them. So too, a person sometimes is supposed to hold back and not speak and not say things, not give tochacha. If the recipient is not going to listen, then there's no purpose to the tochacha, then the person shouldn't give tochacha. The pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, Dvash v'cholov tachas l'shonech. Torah is compared to dvash and cholov, to honey and to milk. And Chazal says sometimes dvash v'cholav tachas l'shanich. It's good to keep the Torah underneath the tongue. Mutav shiyu shogegim. Better not to tell people that they're doing wrong if they're not going to respond, if they're not going to do right as a result of the tofafa. Sometimes it's more important to be quiet than to be right, than to speak up. Similarly, the Gemara says in Gittin on Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis, Hanei Lovim Veinam Olvim, Sholmim Charposim Veinam Meshivim, Aleim HaKosavom Vavavav Ketzeis Hashem Eshbik V'Rosam. That someone who is embarrassed and doesn't respond in kind, he's going to be great, as strong as the sun. How should we respond when someone insults us? When someone tweets a negative comment about us? Should we fight back? Should we insult back? Chazal say, just be quiet. Take the high road. Don't say anything at all. The Mishnah says in Avos, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel comments, this is in Perek Aleph of Pirkei Avos, Mishnah Yud Zayin. Kol yomai gadalti ben hachachamim v'lamatzasi laguf tov mishtika. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel's father, Rabbi Gamliel, was the Nasi. He said, my whole life I grew up amongst Talmid HaChachamim, and I didn't find something that's more beneficial for a person in shtika than being quiet. Just keep quiet. The Bartanura there explains, it's talking about this Gemara, that if someone insults you, don't respond. Just be quiet. Sometimes that's a stronger response than saying anything. Don't keep the machlokas going. Don't engage in name calling. You can disagree with someone else, but be substantive. But don't insult other people just because they insult you. It's so important to learn how to communicate properly and how to remain silent when that's appropriate as well. This week we mourn the loss of Rabbi Jonathan Sacks. Rabbi Sacks was a master communicator. He was a great speaker. He was a prolific writer. He knew just what to say and how to say it. He knew how to present Torah and Jewish values in a way that made them more endearing to people, in a way that made people connect more with Torah, connect more with a sense of godliness. Through him and through his words, the Torah became more accessible, more meaningful, and more beloved. And this is really his legacy to us, his legacy that we should all try to emulate in some small way. And that is to always speak in a way that's pleasant and refined, to speak in a way that attracts people to Torah, to speak in a way that makes a Kiddush Hashem Shabbos.